Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. I don't know about you, but I've been getting my praise on. Good morning, everyone. That song is called I Believe by Kevin Vassar. It is on my playlist. Y'all know how I do on my playlist, but we give God praise. I believe that right there. That's a whole word as he just brought to life the word of God. And that is what we feast on every day. That's our daily bread. So good morning. It is Saturday, October 21st, 2023, the best month of the year, October. But it is so wonderful to be here again, just to pause as we focus and just thank God for being God, for his blessings, that we believe that his word is true. We believe that he will do it. Everything that he said he will do. And we have to trust and believe. That's what the enemy is after, our belief system. He's after our ability to hold on to the promise of what God said. And every day we wake up, new grace and new mercies we find. Like, we can't control what happened yesterday, the day before, last week, last month. But we thank God for a new day, a new opportunity for God to show himself to be God, that I believe no matter what I'm going through, troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, when we've done all we can do to stand in that knowing. And I just thank God for the psalmists that are endowed with the words and the lyrics to put to the praise and worship that just lifts our soul. That's something that my pastor taught us over and over again, that praises pave the way for the prayers to go up. When we are doing what God has taught us to do and what he has commissioned us to do, to pray without ceasing, to stay in his word, that's our daily bread. Because once again, we are spirit beings having a human experience. So as we understand more of who God has called us to be and strengthen that inner man, strengthen our spirit, it helps us to stand with whatever we see going around, that we don't forget that we are in this world, but not of this world. And when we start building our faith muscle and trusting God on that level, it's a whole nother dimension of operating. But you just don't get there overnight. You grow into that from the day that you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, from the day that you confess that I believe that God really is real, that there is a God. There wasn't an explosion or some combustion that happened that placed us all here, but a God who sees all things, knows all things, sits high, looks low, and waits for us to choose to serve him with our own free will. And in that belief, we grow in the knowing that he will do it. Just what the song said, that he's not a man that he would lie. What he said he will do, he will do it. He will do the thing that he has promised, what he has prophetically shared over your life. And why? Like, when you think about it, well, why would God do it? Because he knew the plans he had for you before you entered your mother's womb. Like, he is the author of the universe. We limit our belief system according to what we see in the earthly realm. But when we start to open up our spirit to God and we start to open up for him to reveal himself in a deeper way, then we can look at our problems and say, oh, okay, yeah, that might be happening. Mm-hmm. That might be going down. But guess what? God can fix it. There's nothing that he cannot do. There's no one that he cannot heal. There's no piece of the puzzle that he cannot put in place. It's up to him how he orchestrates it. And we're not always going to understand how he moves and adjusts everything that is happening, but it is all working for our good. Some of the most painful and challenging moments in our life, we think it's just about us going through. No, actually, you're going to come out with the testimony on the other side of how you stood the test, how you continue to hold on to God, how what you went through can encourage somebody who's building their faith muscle, somebody who is working out their own soul salvation, just like you, but you have gone to another level of understanding that you just don't get over one thing and nothing else comes. This is the ebbs and flow of life. We live in a broken and a fallen world. But every time you go through, you can be rest assured that, oh, the same way God brought me through the last time, I can go ahead like Jeopardy and, you know, take Jesus for a daily double, that he will come through again. Now, he might not come through the way you want it, when you want it, or how you want it, but he will come through. And that is something that we can hold on to and be encouraged that it might seem crazy. It might not make sense, but it makes faith, right? Who was this thing? Donald Lawrence. He was doing a whole presentation on that, and that was his thing. It may not make sense, but it makes faith. And faith is operating in the spirit realm, operating in understanding that your connection to God, that your revelation of who he is what strengthens you. And Pastor John Hanna said something in his Bible study this week. Don't allow your present trials to erase your previous miracles. Ooh, that thing was good to me. I had to write that one down in my notes. Don't allow your present trials to erase your previous miracles. That's a whole situation right there, because it's confirmation from something that I'm adding in volume 2, that the distractions show up on the next level when you are being elevated or stretched or expanded to new territory that God has given you. So those distractions become so loud and they torment your spirit, and they just cause all kind of stress and aggravation if you allow it. Because the enemy doesn't want you to remember that God brought you through before, that God has always been there covering you and keeping you, that you've heard the testimonies of others that God has delivered, and you think he loves them more than he loves you. God is no respecter of person. You honor God and he will honor you. And when you're able to move past those distractions, right? The distractions of the factual things, not that the things aren't happening. It's not that you're not going through maybe a physical situation, a financial situation, a relationship situation, work situation, business situation, whatever it is. It's not that it's not happening and we're sitting here like we just drank a whole bowl of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. No, it's happening. But even though it's happening, God can override and will override with the Holy Ghost at any time, because he's allowing you to go through to see where your dependency lies. If you think your own academia or your own brilliance or your own shrewd ways can deliver you, then you're not focusing on God being able to be the author and the finisher of your faith. You're not focusing on God bringing you through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, right? Because as you're walking through, who's covering you? Who's carrying you? But you have to grow to that understanding and be able to look past the present situation, past the trial, past the aggravation, into the future. And what's that future past, as Minister Joan talks about all the time? That God has already been in your future. He sees what is happening. He knows. And he was like, just trust me, son. Just trust me, daughter. You're going to get through this. But the enemy's trying to throw everything and the kitchen sink at you to attack your belief in the fact that God still is in the healing working business, the miracle deliverance business. He is in the prayer answering business. There's nothing that he has done before that he cannot do again. And if we don't stay fully armored, putting on the breastplate, right? How can we fight against the wiles of the enemy? But this conversation wouldn't make sense to anybody if they haven't walked with Christ. They haven't decided to believe. They haven't taken the time to get into the Word of God, to stay prayerful, to go into your houses of worship where you can be taught and your spirit can be fed so that you can get back up and fight again, to keep right back at it every single day, not giving up, knowing that God rewards that faithfulness. And that's the scripture that I want to share for today, Galatians 6:9. He even said it in the song for our opening praise and worship. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Ooh, Jesus. That sowing and reaping, that's a whole nother situation, because that is just a part of the ebb and flow of life, how things are birthed into this world, how things go back. It's my God, today I do have three events, so I won't be able to be here for an extended period of time, but I just got to get some of my joy out this morning with all of my Faithpreneur family coming in for this Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. And on the sidebar, thank you for the patience for everyone on the conference line who has been having difficulty. We got it all sorted out, I think. Everyone should be audible today if you are hearing on the conference line. So thank you for your patience while we sifted through all of that. But this word right here, let us not be weary. What's the weary? The weary is that feeling of, you know, let me just give up. Let me just throw in the towel because I don't even know. I don't even know if God is hearing me. I don't know if I have the right assignment. I just don't know. And there's some groanings in the spirit. I was in Apostle Sandy Norman's room on Clubhouse, which I just love, just being able to fellowship with the body of Christ in a multitude of places and countries because of technology. We don't have to be separated. And they were talking about the power of, oh, like sometimes you just can't even get a sentence out. It's just a, oh, you just got to let that voice open up and come out, because God understands your ministering angels here, and you just need to let it out. And you're not crazy if you feel the weight of situations happening, but what you have been given is the secret weapon. What's the secret weapon? Is to be able to use God's word, to plead the blood of Jesus, to stand in the praise and worship that lifts your spirit, to be able to be in fellowship with others where two or three are gathered, so that we can agree and we can cast out those things that are not of God, anything that tries to exalt itself over the word of God. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And to bring God's word back to him. Why do you bring God's word back to him? Because it can't fail. He can't lie. He got to do it. That's what I say. I'm like, hey, check this out, Big G. This on you. I done told the world you real. I done told the world that your word ain't coming back. I done told the world that you are the truth and living savior. So you're going to have to show up and do what you do, because it's above my pay grade. So I'm going to need you to handle this. I'm going to need you to show me how. I need you to download the strategy. I need you to endow me with your spirit, because not by power or might, but by God's Holy Spirit, that we are able to do anything. When we give him the glory and the praise and we get through the trials and tribulations, he knows he can trust us. He can trust us with being able to hold on no matter what. And the enemy can go so far, but no further. He trusted that Job would stand the test. And even Job had to cry out, but he still went into worship after crying out. Nevertheless, so I want you all to be encouraged today, because we're seeing a lot going on in the world. And I decided, I said, you know what? We're going to have a conversation. I haven't had a chance to have just a real conversation with our community and spend some time together. So tomorrow at 4 p.m., I'm doing a private conversation, Faith in Volatile Times. And I'm going to ask D. Jason Hodge, for those who are in Clubhouse, to go ahead and put that in the chat so that others can register for it, or even pin it in the room if you want to be a part of that conversation, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. And for those who are on the conference line, it is posted in our Destiny Designers group on Facebook, and you can just go ahead and register for Faith in Volatile Times, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard tomorrow, Sunday, October 22nd. But Galatians 6:9, let that be something that you meditate on today. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm declaring this is our reaping season. I'm declaring for everyone who's been faithful, for everyone who's been going through, waiting, trusting God year after year, month after month, and you might not have seen it happen, and you're still trusting God. You're still praising him. You might be going through the worst season of your life, but you're still praising God. You're still trusting him. You might have been disappointed, disheartened. Anything could have happened to you, because we all going through something. Either we're going through it, we're coming out of it, or we're heading towards it. But you have never lost your faith, your belief, right? It's staying focused on the fact that you believe that God can do it and he will do it. Even if you look crazy, people are looking at you just like they looked at Noah. Like, what in the world is happening in America? Are you truly building an ark in the middle of nowhere. What is going on? So, I just want you to be encouraged and know that God is still in the deliverance business, and he is faithful. So if you've been sowing diligently, I'm going to go ahead and decree and declare we're going to reap bountifully, because that is God's plan for us. That is what he has promised us. That is our inheritance. But we have to seek ye first the kingdom, and then all things shall be added. We can't get it out of order. We can't just go after our own selfish gain and do things just because. We do them with what God has endowed us with to bless and help others, and he continues to increase our territory. So we can be the head and not the tail, right? We can be above and not beneath. But you will be tested along that way, right? Because with this growth that we are experiencing, it will make us stronger when we get to the next level of the test, right? Because it's always a continuation, right? There's levels to this. You just don't wake up and you're like, oh, okay, I got this all down pat. Like, ooh, I got it in the bag. I'm up in heaven. Me and Jesus, we cool like that. He's cool like that because he loves you, but he wants you to continue to grow, right? And as you grow in that grace, as you grow in that knowledge, as you grow in the revelation, you get strengthened to be able to stand in these last and evil days. So all you gotta do is turn on the headlines and see what's happening and recognize what Revelation has already warned us about. So it's not for us to get scared. It's not for us to woe is me and go into depression. It's time for us to get into formation. And that formation is in the Word of God. That formation is in being gathered together in communities like this, where we can touch and agree on the Word of God and be strengthened by what he has said for us. So yeah, that's just what's on my heart. I just woke up with a joy in my spirit. I'm just thanking God with an expectancy of miracles, breakthrough, deliverance in this room for all of my faithpreneurs who've been rocking with me for years. We've had this space open on a conference line going on 15 years. Some of you have been here just about the whole time, over a decade, 5 years, and some just came in the last month because you found out we were broadcasting on social media using Clubhouse. Whatever point in the trajectory of this work that God has given me to do that you've arrived, I just thank God for you. I thank God for your prayers for me, for my family, for my team, for everything that we're building and doing, because God is faithful and he will perform. He will do. That's where I'm standing. And that's why I encourage you to stand, to not be weary, because I know what it feels like when you're in the midst of a storm. I know what it feels like when you want to give up. I know what it feels like when people are looking at you like, I thought God promised this, or I thought this was going to happen, or I thought, let them keep thinking. You keep trusting. You don't let your belief waver, and you continue to hold on to the promise of what God said over your life. So be encouraged. Happy birthday to everyone who's still celebrating birthdays. You know, this is my birthday month, 10-4, but I celebrate all month long, and I know that there's another, you know, set of individuals kicking off soon. But anyway, I go all month long. So happy birthday to everyone. And we hope that those who are celebrating anniversaries or other special moments, that you will continue to be blessed. But on the other side, right this morning, one of my close friends is saying goodbye to his father. So just keep the Williams family in prayer. Two sets of Williams family, Epps family. It's been a series of bereavements over the past couple of weeks with friends of mine saying goodbye to their parents. The age and season where we are, where parents are either just aging of natural causes, or one situation was just a tragic heart attack, high blood pressure, things that we can try our best to mitigate and take better care of our health. Present company included, I got to check myself. I decided to do a quick little walk this morning, and I was like, ooh, girl, you got to get yourself back in situations. But it felt good just to be out breathing the air, doing what I know helps to calm my spirit and even out my physical being, because we have to have harmony in all the areas of our life. Because if you're not healthy, you're not well, then how can you enjoy everything that God has given you and what you're building and creating in your business? So That's just a little commercial for it. Take care of yourself. We're about to be in the height of flu season. COVID is not going away, and we just really need to be careful. A lot of strange occurrences happening, people dying in their sleep. I believe that these are some of the after effects and still associated with COVID, but you know, I don't know. That's just my conjecture, but I want everyone to take care of themselves and to make sure that we're doing our part to boost our immune system, and just using wisdom as we travel about. Because as I'm on the road to and fro, I, you know, still use my mask when necessary, and make sure that I'm taking the vitamins and different things that I can do to just be a good steward of this one body that I have. I'm not getting a Beyonce model. I got to use a Dr. Stacey Hensy Grant one and make it do what it do. So you all pray for me. Pray for my husband, for my children, for my parents, siblings, family, everyone. And of course, as you know, my lead, the finer organization of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, keep me in prayer as well with the work ahead that we have to do, as our goal for 103 years has been to impact and serve our communities through scholarship service, sisterhood, and finer womanhood. So I'm going to open on up and test the conference line before I turn it over into the clubhouse streets to see if everyone was able, or anyone was able, to get on this morning. If you're on the conference line, star one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Valerie Alderley. From Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, my Valerie. Great to hear your voice. And sorry for the challenges accessing the line, but we're glad to hear you today. And tell us what you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for life. Grateful for God in my life, and I'm grateful to be able to communicate with you, with Dr. Stacey Grant and everyone else. And I'm just grateful for God giving me strength each and every day as I take each day one day at a time. Thank you, Dr. Stacey Grant.
Oh, you are welcome, my Valerie. You just warm my whole heart hearing your voice and knowing that you are well. Thank you for the prayers, because Lord knows I'm not independent of it. And I thank God for you, and may you have a blessed and wonderful rest of your weekend. And just thank you for being a blessing. Valerie, you've been with me for years. We've been rocking out here on this call, giving God praise. So I just thank you for being one of my day ones, and God continue to bless and keep you.
Thanks again, Dr. Stacey Grant.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, my dears. So let's see who else is on the conference line. Like, I thought Dr. Stacey forgot about us. She just threw out the conference line and she all up in clubhouse streets. No. That's not the case. So if you out here, go ahead and star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. Okay, that line is still muted, so we're going to come on back to make sure I have some time to hang out with the clubhouse family, too, before I have to go into listen mode. So, D. Jason Hodge and the wealthpreneur Carmen Herrera, I see y'all up in the building. Let me move my spectacles so I can shout out everybody else who's here. Lord, why is this thing not moving up? All right. Jason, Darren, Josie, Lynette, Regina, Pat. Hey, PLC, you up in here. Hey, Hollywood. Bam. Oh, my goodness. How you doing? Who is that? Reese, Mother Gwen, is that you? Lakeisha, Adrian, namesake. What's happening in Penny Street? Danny, Renee, Chanel, great to see all of you this morning. Go ahead and share the room. I'm going to make sure I put up the registration link for the webinar tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Faith in Volatile Times. Invite a friend, tell somebody, so that they can come and be encouraged, because I don't always get downtime just to have conversations and discussions and just something that I pray blesses your spirit. We do have a few things coming up that I'll also be sharing with you. So definitely invite someone and come hang out with me tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Faith in Volatile Times. So D. Jason Hodge, how you doing, my brother?
I am doing really well, sis. Just sitting here in a horizontal position.
Well, it is like 6:30 in the morning where you are.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm doing great, though. I'm doing great. You know, really busy week. And I was happy when it came to an end. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's all good.
It is. It is. We have so much to just be grateful for. And you know what, bro? I just want to tell you again. I say it when we talk, but I just think it's important to always affirm what an incredible job you are doing with your boys. My nephews are just absolutely incredible. And they are just growing into just such amazing young men of valor. And that is because they get to watch your example. And I really just want to celebrate you for the way in which you are parenting, the way in which you are creating opportunities for them to explore and find out who God has called them to be. And they're tapping into that genius. Like, I hear them having these grown folk conversations with me, and I'm just tearing up on the other side. I'm like, my babies, right. Like, I can't even, this is too much. And it is such a wonderful opportunity to witness what God is doing in their lives and how you get this opportunity and this chance to let them see through your works, not just the words, because kids, they'll do what you do. They follow what you do, not what you say. And they're looking at the examples that they're seeing in the world. And you're such a solid example, the discipline that they're creating as they're learning and the schooling that you have been doing with them. It is just, that's a whole nother story in and of itself. You know me, when I get all these downloads, bro, I know you got a lot going on, but that's a whole nother one we about to produce, right? On fatherhood and single parenting and just really understanding the intentionality around creating space for children to grow into who God has intended them to be. And that's just bursting out of my spirit, because last night I literally had to hold myself back from crying listening to my babies. I was like, oh my God, like, dude, what is happening? You know, it was just, I had a moment and I'm just so proud of them and proud of the way that they understand how to serve God, that they understand where their gifts come from, that they understand that there's reward from doing the work. I mean, those are some powerful lessons that some adults don't get right. So I don't want to lose this opportunity to celebrate you, my brother, and thank you not only for being an awesome brother and having my back and just really being there for me all the time, but celebrate you for what you're doing for your kids. And I just thank God for the helpmate that will come to complement that and to make this next level of the journey even brighter. And I just celebrate you for that. And I feel like God is going to let one of these lashes fall off. I'm going to shut my mouth. Go ahead, bro. Finish what you said.
Does somebody have onions in here? I mean, what? Sis, thank you. That's awesome. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just had to be said before we let Carmen weigh in. But I think it's important. We don't celebrate men the same way we celebrate women when it comes to being fathers and good parenting. You know, I know the bros always complain about Mother's Day versus Father's Day celebrations. But I think every day is a day to be grateful for parents, for mothers, for fathers. But there's something about really understanding how to acknowledge when there is a member of your family, your community, that's doing a phenomenal job, because not everybody is as intentional. Not everybody is equipped or even desires to really work on how to parent. You know, my husband and I, as you know, every day we're like, dear Jesus, Lord, I pray we did a good job. Some days we like, I don't know, the jury's still out. But no, I thank God for my sons and the way certain things we see. We're like, oh, they did listen to that. Oh, that did work. Oh, well, hallelujah. Right. You know, my oldest, he a piece of work. I forgot what was it? It was sometime during COVID. And I think I shared this story before, right, Jason? When we were going to get tested, he was annoyed. Like, he didn't want to get up to go get tested. And we were all going. This was when things were really just unstable and everybody was unsure. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, 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 we need to go. So he fussing in the car while the whole family's going. He said, I don't need to go. I don't need to get that. I'm covered under the blood. I said, oh, now you know, Negro, you covered under the blood.
Right. I remember that. Oh, man.
Oh, he just as crazy as his mama. But you know that when you plant good seeds, right, when you raise a child in the way they should grow, when they get old, they won't depart from it. And that's so important to put that foundation, even though they might go different ways and make decisions and choices that you're like, really, really, dude? But they come back to the foundation of who they've been called to be. And somebody needed to be reminded of that today. Nothing I say is accidental. I've come to learn that God just uses me as a mouthpiece. So whoever that was to bless, I pray it blesses them. But I just wanted to publicly thank you for being such a stellar example of a strong man of God and raising your boys to be men of promise and valor and character and integrity, which is just so, so important in today's society. So love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Love you too, sis. Well, now that I'm all choked up, I guess we can go over to Carmen.
Yeah, we'll let Carmen weigh in now. Good morning, sis.
Right, right.
Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Don't be free of me here.
You know she crying already. That's Miss Kleenex.
Already, no, I can wake up crying. Oh my goodness. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Stacy. Good morning, my brother.
Morning,
and I heard everything Dr. Stacy had. Yes, I was tearing up. And I'm like, wait a minute, I got to be somewhere. Everything, but it's such a beautiful, blessed morning. Dr. Stacy, I'm like, okay, yep. You know how when you're in church, you're like, okay, so he would be at the house last night. He's fine on me, you know, but the pastor, I tell you, that sermon this morning, it was all for me. I'm claiming it, everybody. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm like, Dr. Stacy, you were speaking to me. What was that you said? The pastor said, don't let your current
trials.
What's it say?
Erase
trials.
Erase your. Wait, hold on. Let me get the right quote because I like to quote people properly. Because when people quote me wrong, I get an attitude. You can quote it right and give me the credit, right? Because I don't play, homie. Don't play that. Don't you be using my intellectual property without proper association? Okay, let me behave. So, Pastor John Hanna said, "Don't allow your present trials to erase your previous miracles."
Baby, oh, yes, I had a Holy Ghost moment then. I'm going to tell you, Dr. Stacy, you know probably more than anybody, that really got me because God has been so good to me, and I know he's been good to everybody in this space today, but I have to really tell you how good he's been to me. But just because God loves us and given us doesn't mean that we're not going to go through trials. I was watching, I think it was, Joyce Myers a few weeks ago, and she was talking about that. You know, we're not exempt. We know that, right? You talk about this all the time, Dr. Stacy. And as a matter of fact, what you were talking about, the stronger the challenge or trial, that means God is up to something. And so I'm praising him. You know, the devil really don't like me at all because what he don't realize is the more you come at me, the more I get into my God and the more I praise and the more I'm like, he's like, okay, so this ain't enough. Okay, let me try this. So this ain't, I'm like, you're stupid, really. You really is stupid. Like, pray for another man.
Dumb,
like,
dumb.
Pray a little more, think a little louder, you know, jump a little. Like, you're stupid. So I'm so excited. Today, I'm just grateful, Dr. Stacy, for you, for this family. It's Christmas morning, every Saturday morning for me. And I'm grateful for this month, the second best month of the year, but I'm just saying, but I'm grateful. I know your eyes is rolling right now. But I'm grateful for October because, you know, this is the time where we recognize and celebrate women of breast cancer, not just women, but because men have breast cancer as well. But today here at our church, the Community of Faith, 1024 Pine Mount Drive here in Northside of Houston, we're having a big event called Uplift Her. And I'm really excited because I was part of the planning of this event. I'm actually yours truly, of course, going to be speaking on wellness, how your health and your finances are, and you know, you can't separate them. Basically, they're interchangeable. You know, your health and wealth goes together. So I'm excited to be able to share on that this afternoon. So ladies, if you're in the greater Houston area or if you know somebody, send them 10 to 2 at the Community of Faith. We're going to have a really good time. You can get your mammogram screenings, all kinds of screenings, blood pressure, glucose. So it's a health and wellness day for women of color. So come on out and join us. So I'm excited about that. And I am excited. I had two birthdays, family birthdays this month. My six-year-old was on the 6th, actually, of this month. And guess what, y'all? Tomorrow is my dog's 15th birthday. So October really is a special month. Yes, my dog, Lyric. Her name is Lyric, like a song, because I love music, Dr. Stacey, just like you. So we're celebrating Lyric 15 years, y'all. Imagine that. Most dogs don't get past 10, 12 years. It's this old lady walking around ignoring everybody because we found out she's deaf now. But anyway, we're excited about that. We celebrate Lyric tomorrow. And I'm just, again, happy. I can't stop. I'm happy. I'm crying, y'all. Y'all know I'm messing up my little mascara. But I'm just happy, Dr. Stacey. I love you so dearly. We got to catch up. And so I'm not going to be on long either because we're walking out the house in like 5 minutes and I'll stay on as long as I can. But again, join us if you can or send somebody to the Community of Faith to celebrate women and breast cancer and get your health screening. So I land that plane. I'm Carmen M. Pereira, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur. But more importantly, God's economic ambassador. Love y'all.
Love you more, and there's nothing you can do about that. And yes, October has quite a few awareness campaigns, breast cancer awareness, domestic violence prevention, and anti-bullying. So there's a lot of focus on all three, which are areas that need our attention. So kudos to you for going and participating in that and testing. I have to reschedule my mammogram because my travel schedule threw me off on a couple of checkups, but I got to hold myself honest and go and get these things done so that we can be preventative. So to everyone who is doing that service and that work, we've had breast cancer walks and domestic violence programs and all sorts of outreach around anti-bullying. And this bullying thing is really ridiculous. Like, the cyberbullying is out of control. And we have to just really monitor what our young people are doing and prevent these instances from happening. And of course, you know, our prayers go out to the families that are being affected by what is happening in Israel and Gaza, and the babies and the young people and the innocent individuals. It's not like this war is ever fair, where it's just the army against army, or, you know, this person against that person. It's all the collateral damage of the citizens and the members that's just heart-wrenching. So we continue to lift up our prayers. And for those who are calling on Jesus, maybe by candlelight, maybe hiding out somewhere, just saying, Lord, cover and protect and save. We're just saying a prayer for them and just trusting that peace will come out of this situation and that it does not continue to escalate and cause what we don't want to see ripple across the world. So let's stay on a prayer wall and do our part to add value and to create solutions where they're needed. All right, who joined us on stage? Let's see. I believe that is... Oh, Dr.
Your audio's kind of soft, sis.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I had turned my head. Go. Yeah. My bad. Sorry. I was trying to see who came up. It's Dr. Viva, Miss Hollywood. How are you, dear? Tell everybody your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. When my voice was low, I was just saying prayers for those that are being affected by what's happening in Israel and Gaza, the innocent babies and families. So if you didn't hear that, just reiterating our prayers going up. Yes. So Dr. Viva, how you doing?
Good morning, Madam Grant. How are you? It's great to hear your voice and have a chance just to talk with you. But peace and blessings to everyone. I am good. So I celebrated my birthday on Thursday, and happy belated birthday again to you and all the October babies.
Wait, hold on.
The Libra twins.
Hold on. It's Libra season. I got to make some noise. Hold on 1 minute. Let me.
Having a party in my backyard. I was 50 on Thursday, and I was hesitant because last year I did this kind of, you know, big birthday celebrating, but no, I did a graduation party and combined it with my birthday party. So when you have adult children, you know, they have a different level of commentary. And he was saying, you had a party last year. I said, but I'm going to be 50. So I'm grateful to make it to 50 because I know some people didn't. And as you just shared about those who are losing their life because of war, you know, and actually the other day in Trucking God's Way, because I do Wellness Wednesday, I talked about family and community violence because that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but we always just think of it, you know, just between common intimate partner violence, right? That it may be a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, maybe sibling, but, you know, and how it is just different aspects, verbal and things that people say in community, and what do we do to show love to our neighbor? Because God, that's one of the, what Jesus said, right? The commandments, we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, and how are we an example with that? But I'm just thankful to God for all things. And I have to say, for everything that I have been through, because it made me who I am today. That wasn't always my mindset, because some things I was bitter about. But I thank God just for continually seeking Him, and how seeking Him has healed my heart. And I have to share that my son, my oldest son, came to surprise me. His birthday will be Monday. But he claims to be a Scorpio, Madam Grant, instead of the Libra part. He doesn't want to take the Libra part, but we're going to work on that part because he's on the cusp. But he surprised me, and I was so happy. It was just a great surprise because I was messed with him because he's going to be 34. And I would say, when are we going to celebrate our birthdays together? You know, at that age, they look at you side to eye like, I'm grown. I don't need to be doing it with you. But he's not leaving till next Thursday to return to North Carolina. So I'm looking at him, and I would just have an opportunity to really, you know, just celebrate our birthdays together, especially since they are so close. But, yes, I'm just thankful to God knowing that my life is a testimony. And actually, I believe what my son and I have been through is going to be a testimony to others, too. Although, yes, it's still a road. We're still working on things and healing our relationship and developing it and building it. But I'm going to keep seeking God because God does answer prayer. And we just have to believe and trust in Him. And I have come to learn He definitely does not do it the way we want Him. So I just thank you. And I will be on the call. I registered for tomorrow. So I will see you all, hopefully. I can see you all tomorrow face-to-face, and y'all can see me too. So God bless you. And I yield my mic because I'm actually at Costco, and it seems like everybody in the parking lot already, they just opened up at 9:30 just to prepare for my party.
Understood. But thank you for sharing that testimony, and grateful that you will have time with your son. You know, when they do get older, my father thinks it's like hilarious. He was like, so you're getting to that point. I'm like, all right, daddy. All right. I get it. But it's a blessing to be able to have those moments and just to evaluate, like you said, go through and just see different things that are happening and unfolding in your world. So happy birthday again to you and wishing you continued blessings as you celebrate. Be safe out there in the streets. All right. Let's see who just came up. Let me look. I had to turn to, oh, wow. We got a lot of situations. Everybody coming up. I turned my head for 1 second and the stage is full. I'm going to just double check on the conference line one more time before we continue. Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Okay, those are still in listen-only mode. So let's go on. I see Chef Regina is in the building. I see Darren. Uh-oh, Booker is in Clubhouse, y'all. Lord Jesus. And I see Mother Gwen. And I see Sister Chantel. So in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be listening in. But we will continue going for as long as maybe another 15, 20 minutes, because I think Carmen has an event and the Jason Hodge has to catch up on a few things as well. So let's keep it rolling. Chef Regina, how you doing?
Hi, everyone. I am doing well. I am super happy that it's Saturday. I am a Libra too, although my Libra season started in September. So I'm celebrating all Libras. And okay, so
absolutely, let's get it.
Here we go.
But I'm happy that once again I had an event celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and initially I was kind of frustrated because I thought I wasn't going to be able to do what I needed to do, and not only in order to honor the heritage, but to bring information to the people that I serve about the Hispanic luminaries and their contributions. And I was able to highlight some of their contributions. And then, of course, we had a Hispanic heritage meal. And I was really happy that my coworkers chipped in and they made some authentic Spanish cuisine, which was yummy and delicious. I tried my hand at Adolfo Pollo.
See, and this is where we fall out. You always got to do this, and now Coco is hungry, and it's a problem.
I didn't put the pictures up, just saying. And of course, you know, dessert was the tres leches cake, which I make, and it was delicious. I'm just saying, there was none left, you know, just saying. But it was a really great turnout, and what made me super excited, because people really knew some of the luminaries. They also shared about what they knew about different notables, whether they were artists or scientists or civil rights activists. And so it was just really nice to have that opportunity to share and highlight some of the contributions, especially in New York, we're dealing with you know, the migrant issue and the overwhelming influx of people coming in. And so although there's different views on that, people are frustrated. But I wanted to highlight the contributions that the Hispanic community has made for more than decades. So instead of the bashing and the negative things, I wanted to put some positive and see some positive reality. We also celebrated 50 years of hip hop and how that's infused across the world in the Latin community. So it was really fun to do that. No, let me stop. Hold on. Let me tell the truth. When you put something together, it's not always fun, okay? It's work. It's planning. It's, oh, snap, I got to do this again. Oh, that didn't work, so I got to pivot and shift. But the result, the benefit that the people were able to receive, that was fun and that was gratifying. And I'm thankful to the Lord above that he gave me the perseverance to continue and to do it to the level of excellence that I was able to do with the resources we had in the team. You don't ever do good things by yourself. There's always someone or someone helping you along the way. So I'm also very grateful for the support that I had. you know, just what behaving park could be, and you know, holidays coming up. I'm just saying, you know.
You know what?
Potato pies, the coconut cake is coming down. I'm just saying, don't judge me.
I knew it was coming. See, that's why. But you let Coco come to the party. Everybody don't know Coco in the room, but now Coco here is Hispanic Heritage Month. Coco got to say something. Don't you talk about arroz con pollo like that when we know eat breakfast. Ay, Dios mío. Thank you, Chef Regina. They let Coco come out. All right, now we're going to go over to Darren. Welcome to the Faith Fedora VIP prayer call. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for today.
Well, y'all got me on the floor over here. We didn't get myself together. Hold on. Oh,
geez. I'm sorry, right. Bobby. Did you get it together?
Stop it. Good morning, everybody. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, it's too many to mention, good health and strength, roof over my head or something in the kitchen, this beautiful weather we have. I'm not been saying it for a while, but I love this time of year. I mean, it's just so cool. And happy birthday to everybody celebrating, still celebrating their birthday. I know who I'm talking about. And along with everybody else, I got, you know, family and friends in October too. So this week, Bob said we were talking about when we meet faith. Because last time I checked, it's all the time. Because as we all know, if we don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. I think everybody that I know, including everybody in this room, wants to do that. So, the scripture for this, I'm putting this guy, is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, which says, okay, for this cause also thank, I'm starting again. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth. The word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. I say, because you know, we are believers, and we have, I don't think we all know people who don't believe about me. I know we all do. But and like we've always been known, you know, we've also always heard, I'm sorry, that we will have, you know, trials and tribulations. But people go around, and not saying that you shouldn't, but, you know, to tell people about, you know, your problems. How about tell people how big your problems are? But how about telling your problems how big your God is? I'm just saying. I mean, I just had to put that in there. So, I think I might, because everybody's not everybody, but I'm thinking about writing a book. And so the title will be College is Not for Everybody, but that's a whole other situation. We're not going to have time for today. I just wanted to, so if y'all hear about it, you won't be surprised. I wanted to let my family know that I might be in the works. I'll let y'all know. But I don't think I keep this thing moving, so I got to be moving myself. So I'm always glad to, you know, be here with everybody. You know, it's one of my favorite times of the week. And I think that's about it. I'll be around for a minute. Okay. Love you.
Love you too, Darren. I have to move into the next mode. So D. Jason Hodge, take it on over, bro.
All right. And we have got Booker in the house. Hey, Booker, how you doing, bro?
Adjust your volume.
Let's see if Booker's available. Oh, there he goes.
You already know you better adjust your volume. I don't know where y'all remember me. Welcome to the best faithpreneur call on the planet. We had Dr. Sace for over an hour, y'all, with the one, the only, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. Y'all get ready. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm still kicking, man. I'm still kicking. I can't complain. Woo. Man, it has been. It's been a wild ride, y'all. It's been a wild ride. Let me see. What am I grateful for? Well, I'm still here. I'm living. That's what I'm grateful for. Yes, sir. Yeah, Booker Williams, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm grateful for people that I can depend on. Because right now, you know, we still got our, we give away bread and Bibles and food to the people. And I have my crew up there now. And I told them we're going to meet at 11 o'clock. And we're going to plan for the next 2 years, you know, because a lot of people don't realize the most important leadership skill is delegation.
Mm.
Because if not, you're going to be stressed out.
Yeah.
And a brother need a break. I'll be honest with y'all. Brother need a break this morning. So I told him, y'all continue on.
Nice.
And you know, Darryl, that's when you know you got, you know, your leadership skills are intact when people can move on without you.
That's right.
Because that's a lot of times, you know, there are people, they don't want to admit that they're not going to be here all the time, and they don't want to give up that power. And I tell them, look, you're going to give it up one way or another. It's just that you have to build people to do what you can do, because we all need help. Like, think about this call. We've been, I mean, it's been going 15 years. Dr. Stacy didn't do all this by herself. She has some help and a lot of help. So I'm just out here just putting people in positions where they need to belong. And one thing she said was key. I was listening before when she was saying the people, sometimes they want to be with you. And a lot of times, Darryl, it's just like, you know, when the eagle, when he flies to certain heights, they can't go with you because they don't have the oxygen. Right. That fear is choking them out, Darryl. And you can't have people that's afraid. They're not going to be with you. And like I was sharing with them, Darryl, it was so funny on Wednesday. I was sharing with them a lot of times. I shared it with Trucking God's Way, too. I said a lot of times y'all got to realize COVID, it was the purge. And the people that wanted to leave, that was a good excuse for them to leave anyway. Because they was going to leave anyway. They just said, you know what? I see my chance, so now I'm going to get out. But I can just tell you, I'm not bragging or nothing like that, but this is the first time that their church has had an attendance growth in 25 years.
Wow.
And it's
that's some good stats.
25 years. And it's all because years. We actually show people what the church do, and we got a lot of outreach programs. And people see what we're doing now. Because the old crew, y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all, the old crew, they was fighting against me. They would say, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. I said, look, I don't hang around chickens. We're going to do it with you or without you.
I know that's right.
Y'all see what I'm saying? I told y'all, I've been working, y'all. I've been listening, but, you know, I've been out there just showing people, you know, you have to show people the way, because a lot of times we put people in these positions and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So we have to show them, Darryl. We just can't put people out there. Somebody had to show me. And I thank God they showed me. So I'm just taking the torch, man. And, you know, we're having a lot of fun. And these next 2 years, Lord's willing, if we're still here, we're going to really triple and double the numbers. And I tell people, a church is a business. And if you don't think about it, why are we taking all these numbers? But we don't treat people like numbers, but we do have to count the numbers.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, I can tell y'all, it's been so many people, they own the parking lot, they crying, they opening their heart to us. Because that's the church right there. It's not that big building. We are the church.
Right.
We can have church in Whataburger.
That's right.
But people are so afraid now. I said, y'all have to realize things have changed and we have to change with it or else we're going to be wiped out. God will move. He'll remove that candlestick if y'all ain't moving. Y'all want to get some scriptures on that? I want to start preaching on here, but I just had to share with y'all, you know, I'm just so glad things worked out where I can be on it, you know. But like Chef Regina say, it is a lot of work, but it's definitely, it's worth it, man. It's definitely worth it.
Hey,
Dr. Stacy. Dr. Stacy and C. Grant in the house.
I'm here. I was listening to you. You know, I'm here in my dual profile, but I'm going to be here listening to the witness. And you better That's go on and increase that membership. People don't understand. It's church outside the four walls that touch people and bring them in to the house. And you've been diligently serving every single week. Rain, sunshine, whatever is happening, you have not forgotten the people of God. And because of the way you think on the things of others, you think God don't not gonna bless you? Like, that's, I thank God for everyone that reminds me about sowing and reaping. You've been sowing diligently. That's why I talked about that tonight, Galatians. Look, y'all got to get me stirred up. Booker always do this to me. Look here, I'm just...
You know I'm going to do it. I got to get you stirred up, Doc.
But I'm just excited about what you're doing because it's not easy to say yes. Is it possible? Is it doable? Absolutely. Is it easy? Oh, no. Because you have to be able to stand and to do what you know God has called you to do in spite of what other people are saying or thinking. They'll eventually come around, and then when, you know, everything is moving and now the membership is going, you the best thing since sliced bread. But before that, they ain't know you. But now you hot, they all up on you.
Uh-oh, Mike Jones!
that's a dry mic right there.
You better say that, though.
You know, that's real, though. That's real. Because people now, they seeing the growth, and now the old ones, they starting to come back like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Are y'all still standing? I say we never left.
Because it was never about you. It was about what God was doing through you. And you were a willing vessel to be a testimony to God and how we serve God's people and how we are sometimes the only Bible somebody will read. I mean, if we're not doing ministry and everything, then why? Like, if people are looking at you and saying, well, if Booker doing that and he going to church, then I don't need to change because I ain't going to church and I'm doing that.
Yes.
There has to be a difference. There has to be something that convicts the spirit of another individual to want to know who God is for themselves. And that's what you're doing every day, just pouring in some life. You know, it's one thing to say, we're going to pray that you have food to eat. And there's another thing to say, here's some rice to go make a meal.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Right? It is the action. It is the action that bring about the transformation and bring people closer to building their own relationship with God. Booker, why you got me? I'm out here in these streets. Let me mute my mic because Booker got me stirred up, y'all.
Hold on, Doc. Before you go, I got to do this. Happy birthday to you.
To me.
Happy birthday. To you. Happy birthday, Dr. Stacy. And everybody having a birthday this month.
Please.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Don't make me like this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Stacy.
Still celebrating. Y'all got to pray for me. Y'all not finished yet.
Don't judge me.
This is how we get down. But leave it.
Dr. Stacy, I appreciate you. And I'll just tell y'all, since the last time, I got my right eye done and the laser surgery. And I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't going to lie, I was kind of scared to do it because they was talking about laser, Dr. Stacy, but I'm going to tell y'all, I should have done it 2 years ago.
Oh, man, Booker, why you convicting my spirit? Because my girlfriend told me the same thing, and I was like, nah, I don't need no lasers in my eye.
I was scared, Dr. Stacy, but I'm telling you, it is definitely worth it.
Oh,
and I'm going to get the other one done on November 1st, so y'all pray for me that I can see those devils clearly. I was just saying, Dr. Stacy. They be coming at me, y'all. They be coming at me, but God got me. But y'all just had to share that with y'all. I'm so glad to be back on the call, y'all. We got to have a party, y'all. We got to celebrate.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Booker, for being the blessing that you are. And God continue to bless you in your ministry and the lives that you are changing. And just continue to win souls for Christ. Be encouraged. God's not through yet, honey. He's still got a blessing on the other side of your faithfulness. So,
yes, ma'am.
You will reap. You will reap. So, love you, love you. I see Mother Gwen and Sister Chanel. Hey, Chris, hey, girl. All right, I'm going to mute because I do have to transition. So, I'll be listening for as long as I can, and then D. Jason Hodge will shut down the room. If I can pray, I will. I got to see the situation if they're running on time or not, and then, you know, I'll be back on. But let me go and send over to Mother Gwen. What's happening?
Lord have mercy. You all, just, y'all need to be saved. I've just been praying for y'all. I said, you know, it's how early it is in the morning up here. And I said, and Booker is on Clubhouse. I said, Jesus. That's all I could say. Happy birthday to you and all the lovely October folks, Sister Hollywood. I'm just going to say this. When I had my eyes, I've had glasses since I was a little girl. When I had finished my laser surgery and looked up and looked across the room for the first time in 40 years that I did not have any glasses on, I told him, oh, Lord, I done got a divorce. And the doctor said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, yes, I'm no longer Mrs. Magoo. Fell out. I said, y'all done fixed my eyes, but you created a divorce. I done become a divorced woman. And he had, you know, they don't know what to do with us sometimes. But anyway, I just want to say this really quickly because I know you're on. Blessings to all of you. Stay in the race. You know, there's a song called, you know, Fight On. James Pinkney left the world too soon. Great gospel artist, but fight on with your gun in your hand. I just want to say one other thing. You said that scripture, do not be weary in well-doing. I'm going to say many of us are weary because we ain't doing well. Hallelujah. So that's, you know, so you want to be weary in the well-doing. That's where God will refresh you. But many of us are doing not well, or we're not doing well things, or not doing things with well people. So it makes us weary. So I just, get, you know, God is trying to strengthen and refresh us. I thank God for you all. I'm not going to be long. I know that everybody's got to go and be somewhere. I'm just was grateful to just grateful to be in a community of believers and people that want to lift people up. And I was just loving about the boys, and I could hear the pride in a father. You know, while he was tearing up and dearing up and everything, but the pride in that. And because we don't celebrate our men as much as we should, but I just want y'all to know, because I like men. Hallelujah. Let me make it very plain. I ain't twisted. I ain't confused. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I love the horizontal position, Mr. Jason. I said, because, you know, we love that. But again, just sending love and blessings to everybody. And do not be weary in well-doing if we faint not. But one of the things the Lord is teaching me, every care that I have is not to be carried. But he said, I'm the one that carries it. You just delegate and facilitate it, but cast the care on me. So I'm just saying, y'all be mindful, tomorrow's not promised. I've had several deaths in this month that suddenly just left here. They just simply sat down in a car, one of them, and slumped over, and they were gone. So just redeem the time. Love you all, and love this line. Love. I'm just so grateful whenever I can get on it. And, yeah, we need to get together, but you probably don't have to have security because, you know, Booker is up in there on live. I know we got to be able to say, Lord, somebody has to help him and help us with him. I love him dearly. God bless you all.
Love you too, Mother Jones. Help me, help me.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice. Always a pleasure. And we've got Chanel. It looks like she is carrying up the end. Chanel, welcome, welcome. Glad to see you here. Mic is yours. Ken, if you're talking Chanel, we can't hear you. You got to hit the mic.
While she's coming up, I just want to say condolences, Mother Gwen. Love you, love you. And this get together giving me some ideas. All right, hopefully Chanel can get on. But if not, we'll keep on moving.
Chanel, can you hear us? All right, you know what? Let's check the caller line, too. Callers, if you are on, hit star one. Tell us where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what you'd like to share. All right. Well, I guess we can pray out.
Yes. And look. All right, if that's the case, then can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Awesome, because it's a little rainy in situations out here in these streets. But it's blessings falling. That's what I'm claiming, that every dew drop from heaven is another bountiful blessing of being able to reap what I have sowed, and that's for all of us. So, dear Lord, we just come to you to say thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for another opportunity to approach the throne of grace. Thank you because your word is true. It'll never return unto you void. Thank you for the gift of life, that we can breathe, that we have use of our limbs, that we can just stand in the knowing that you are God all by yourself. So we just praise you and we glorify you and we just thank you for all the things that you are doing, things that we cannot even see, the way in which our faith is working for us in the background. Thank you, Lord, that your word is true. It will never return unto you void. And we come with a heart filled with thanksgiving that we will not be weary in well-doing. We know we will reap in due season, and this is our due season. So we thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of even just being a part of this fellowship, coming each and every week to just be together in unity, lifting up our voice of praise to you. So we worship you, we glorify you, we magnify your holy and your righteous name. And just ask you to be with us as we do your will, your way, and we know that you will continue to provide. And we ask, Lord, that you be with those who are ill, that you heal them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. We ask you, dear Father, to be with those who have bereavement time in their family, in their life, that you just cover them and keep them. And I ask you, Lord, that you continue to make way for the opportunities of how to celebrate the lives of the loved ones that are no longer present physically, but we know that their spirit never dies. We pray for all of the advocacy this month, particularly around breast cancer awareness, around anti-bullying, around domestic violence, that we can be vehicles of hope and change. We pray, Lord, for those who are in need financially, for you to open up the blessings, because you made us the head and not the tail. You said all our needs you will supply according to your riches and glory. So we bring your word back to you and we declare and decree that you will continue to open up those doors and to make ways for our faithpreneurs and their profitable businesses to be able to contribute to the world and to be a blessing. So we glorify you and we thank you and we just praise you for everything that you are doing in our lives. And we just ask you, Lord, those areas that we cannot see, that we do not understand, that we continue to trust and believe that you are there, present, working on our behalf. Anything that we hesitate to ask for, but we need, we ask you to supply it unto us. And anything that is not of you, we cast it out and ask you to give us the ability to do your will each and every day. And where we go wrong, turn us right. Thank you for correction in your word that continues to strengthen us and gives us the ability to do your will. Lord, I just thank you for this call. Thank you for DJ Jason Hodge, for Carmen Herrera, for Club Auntie Roz, for Mother Gwen. I have everybody, Lord. You know everybody's name. If I start naming, I'm going to get myself in trouble. But I thank you for each and every one that you've assembled to be a part of this movement and this community. And as we go through this weekend, as we go through preparing for a strong close to the fourth quarter of this year, we say thank you in advance because we anticipate being able to share victory after victory, testimony after testimony, miracle after miracle, healing after healing, deliverance after deliverance, door opening after door opening, because you are not a man that you would lie, and what you say, you will do. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen. Amen. So, my brother, You can close out the room. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by, for being here. Keep me in your prayers as I move to and fro, and be encouraged. And by the grace of God, we'll be back together again, same time, same place, next week. Bye-bye,
and,
everyone.
And a quick reminder for all of you who have not yet registered for tomorrow's talk, go ahead and click on the link at the top of the room. It'll take you to the Zoom link. Go ahead and register. It's going to be an awesome talk. A real talk. You're going to hear a lot of good stuff and dialogue around that and what that fourth quarter looks like, just kind of moving towards that end and what your success journey is going to be about. All right, so go ahead, click on that link and register for the event, and we'll see you there, God willing. All right. So on that note, we will see you, God willing, next week, same time. All right, so the room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.